Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod. And today's show is called, How Do Rochester's Seasonal Changes Affect Rodent-Borne Illnesses? You know what's scarier than finding a mouse in your house? Finding out that little visitor brought some unwelcome friends in the form of dangerous diseases. And here in Rochester, we're seeing these uninvited guests show up like clockwork with our seasonal changes. Let's break down why spring is basically rodent dating season in our city. When all that snow starts melting, it's like nature's all-you-can-eat buffet opens up for mice and rats. Those dormant critters wake up from their winter snooze, and suddenly they've got soft, wet soil, perfect for digging their bachelor pads. It's basically rodent paradise out there. Then summer rolls around, and wouldn't you know it, we humans accidentally roll out the welcome mat. Those bird feeders you love? They're basically five-star restaurants for rats. Your vegetable garden? That's their grocery store. And don't get me started on outdoor barbecues. Every dropped hot dog bit is like a golden ticket for these furry opportunists. But here's where things get really interesting. And by interesting, I mean concerning. When fall hits and winter follows, these rodents aren't just looking for their next meal, they're house hunting. And guess what's on their wish list? Your warm, cozy home. This is when disease transmission risks go through the roof because these unwanted tenants are living right where you eat and sleep. Let me share a real story that hits close to home. Last winter, the Thompson family over on Park Avenue thought they just had a small mouse problem. You know, the usual droppings in the kitchen cabinet kind of thing. Within weeks, their young son started showing some scary symptoms. When the tests came back positive for hantavirus, it was a wake-up call for the whole neighborhood. All because some mice decided their house looked like prime real estate during the cold snap. Here's the bottom line. Rochester, you need to think like a real estate agent and close your property to these risky renters. Get out there and seal up any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. That's all they need to move in. And maintain a 3-foot clearing around your foundation. Think of it as a no rodent zone. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.